is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. As I'm speaking to you today, my husband, myself, and two friends are preparing for an unexpected journey, or a pilgrimage, so to speak. Perhaps by now you've heard about the revival that has broken out on the campus of Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky. What began as a simple chapel service with prayer and confession turned into a 24/7 worship and prayer event that has drawn thousands of people from around the United States and has spilled over into several other university campuses. When we first heard about it, my husband and I were delighted to see the Holy Spirit touching the hearts of these young people, but we didn't know how long it would last. Now, more than a week later, the fire has only grown with no end in sight, and yesterday my husband said, "We need to go," and I knew he was right. So we quickly changed our busy schedule, arranged care for our pets, and were planning to drive through the night for 400 miles to get there. No, we're not expecting anything from those who are hosting this worship event. We simply feel compelled by the Lord to pay the price of sleep, time, and money to pursue Him, whatever that looks like. At this time, I've heard there's not even room to enter the building where this is going on, but that's okay. Even if it means sitting outside or wherever the Lord leads us, we believe He will meet us and change us in some way, as we make a pilgrimage not to a place, but to go deeper with the Lord. I've been studying pilgrimages in the Bible lately and thinking a lot about how important these journeys were in the history of God's people. According to Wikipedia, a pilgrimage is a journey, often to an unknown or foreign place where a person goes in search of a new or expanded meaning about their self, others, nature, or a higher good. Through the experience, it can lead to a personal transformation, after which the pilgrim returns to their daily life. As far back as Abram, God asked his people to leave the familiar, take costly pilgrimages to unknown, faraway places, simply to pursue his presence. Genesis 12:1 says, "The Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.'" That's pretty costly, isn't it? God asked Abram and Sarai to leave everything behind and go to an unknown destination. Yet, out of that journey of faith, God blessed Abram and made him the father of many nations. Later, Moses led the Israelites on a 40-year pilgrimage from the land of their slavery to the land God had promised them. In the Bible, pilgrimages were common and even commanded in the Law of Moses. Israelite males were expected to make pilgrimages to Jerusalem 3 times a year during the major feasts. Jesus and his family were on pilgrimage to Jerusalem during the Passover when his parents lost track of him as he stayed in the temple courts with the teachers. Then at the end of his life, Jesus made that same pilgrimage, this time not to learn about the law, but rather to fulfill it. So why would God ask people to be constantly moving? I believe it's because the journey itself is where we learn to live by faith. Life itself is a great pilgrimage, isn't it? With every day being an unknown adventure of following the Lord. Still, there are times when I believe God calls all of us to come out of our comfort zones and do something radical to seek Him in a deeper way. It may not even involve physical travel. For us to continue to grow spiritually, there are times when we all need to set aside both the demands and comforts of everyday life and simply seek God. In that seeking, I believe the Lord shows us things about ourselves that we might not ordinarily see. He shows us ways that we need Him that we didn't even know and destinations that we've never heard about. We need to come away to be able to hear His voice and become more like Him. Well, I don't know what our journey holds for us this week, beyond the discomfort of a long car ride and probably a lack of sleep, but I wonder what sort of pilgrimage the Lord might be calling you to in this season. What might the Lord be asking you to leave behind for a time that you might focus on His calling for your life? Perhaps you've sensed him calling you to join a Bible study group or go back to school. Maybe you sense him asking you to attend a conference or a church event to further your spiritual growth. Maybe God is telling you to go to church, perhaps for the first time. I don't know what the Lord might be calling you to do, but if you feel that tug on your heart to step out of your comfort zone and pursue him alone for a time, I encourage you to just do it. Hebrews 11:6 says, "He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." I can't wait to see what God does in us as we set our hearts on pilgrimage this week. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for being not only our Savior, but also our Shepherd. You know exactly what we need to stay spiritually healthy and to grow. Help us hear your voice clearly as you lead us and give us the grace to follow where you lead. We want to seek you with all of our hearts and become all you've made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I will bring you a report of my journeys soon. In the meantime, listen for the Lord's voice and follow where he leads, and I know you will be blessed. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.